Praise the name of Jesus. Come on, let's pray, and we're going to jump into some good things today. Amen. Lord, we love you so much with all of our heart. Thank you for being El Shaddai. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for being our banner, our provider. Thank you for loving us. Thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that me and my friends wouldn't have to die and go to a burning hell. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Jesus, thank you for taking the stripes on your back. Glory to God. Thank you for letting them put the crown of thorns on your head. Thank you for paying the price. Glory to God for me and mine. Hallelujah. We want to say thank you this morning. Holy Spirit, help us this morning. You are our helper. We thank you that the word will be anointed and it will fall on good ground this morning and it will produce a harvest that we can see, use, feel. Amen. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we declare, somebody say amen. Amen. Now I just need to know real fast. I don't have no haters in the house this morning. Amen. Now, Bishop, God blessed me with, there's the Bible, and God blessed me with another book that's been really blessing my life. And I just don't know why the people ain't receiving. Amen. Now, he said it may not be the word of God. Now, I'm going to make a deal with you. If this ain't funny this morning, I'm going to take this book and I ain't going to bring it back no more. Y'all know I'm playing now because I'm bringing my book back now. Now, this is going to be fun. I wrote out the book now. Okay, now y'all ready for this? Praise God. Oh, y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? Hold on. Y'all ready for this? Amen. Okay, so. How does the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it. Eclipse it. Don't be no hater now. All right, come on now. Listen. I once was addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around. What did the plate say to the other plate? He said, dinner's on me. Come on now, come on. Now, you know, Matthew 7:6 said, don't cast your pearl before swine. I'm letting you know, I was on the verge of taking my pearls back. Yeah, I wasn't about to get this anointed, whatever it is, whatever we're going to call it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Now, I was preparing my message, and I had a whole nother message that I had finished, and was praying, and the Lord changed my message. And he told me to teach this morning on Psalms 91. And, I love teaching on Psalms 91. I mean, it just came to a surprise to me because, oh, yeah, children, you may be dismissed. Amen. Y'all give it up for our kingdom kids. Amen. And our faith walkers going, or they stand. Faith walkers stand. Amen. Boy, they have the energy of those children right now. They don't get them. They just don't walk to their class like this, boy. I mean, all of them, none of them walk regular. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right, we're going to jump into this. Amen. I'm reading out the New King James Version. Psalms 91, verse 1. Now, I want you to open up your heart, open up your mind, and I want you to hear what God is saying. These are promises that God has given you and me, amen? These are promises that he has given us to that we can rely and lean on, amen? And, you know, there's an enemy out there, amen? The Bible said he comes as a roaring lion, amen? I mean, he's seeking now. Seeking whom he can devour. Amen. He wants to eat somebody up. He wants to destroy somebody's life. He wants to kill somebody. He wants to turn your life upside down and step and trump all on it. But God gave us promises that we can go back and rely on these promises. Amen. Now listen what Psalms, listen what the verse 1 says. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, that's very interesting to me because God says, he said, if you dwell in my secret place or you live under my protection, he said, you shall abide under the shadow of Jehovah God himself. See, I think many times we'll read this and we don't look what this word says, the Almighty Jehovah God. He says, we will abide under his shadow. Now, how many of you all, if you want to get the shadow of a tree, how do you do that? If you want to get the shadow of the side of a house or the shadow of a building, how do you do that? You got to get close to it. Come on, somebody. God said, if you want to abide under my shadow, you got to get close to me. Amen. He said, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm telling you, I want you to get this picture in your mind. There is not a God versus a devil. They're not equal. Come on, somebody. They're not equal. I'm going to say it again. It's like AJ trying to wrestle that little baby girl holding. It's not an equal fight. It's God Almighty, Jehovah God, the commander of the heavenly armies, Jehovah God, the creator of the universe. He said, now this is the psalmist talking. The psalmist says, he said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Listen to what he said. He said, I will say, this is your part. This is my part. I will say, we got something to do. What we got to do? We got to say what the word says. He said, I will say of the Lord. What is he going to say? The Lord is my refuge. What's a refuge? It's simple and plain. It's protection against danger. When you have refugees in other countries and they go over to another country because they're being persecuted in their country and they go to a refugee camp, what are they doing? They are safe from danger. Amen. Why? Because they crossed over from here and they went over here. Amen. God said, David said, the psalmist said, he is my refuge. He is my protection against danger. Amen. Somebody say, danger. Danger. Amen. Praise God. And then he said, Lord, and you are my fortress. Amen. And not to understand, now fortress, and we know it means a fortified place, but we got to break it down to its root. The word fortress, fortified, what does that mean? To strengthen and secure by forts or batteries. Amen. What is a fort? A fort is a fortified place that's occupied by troops. What's a battery? An armory battery. It's a place full of troops. Amen. David said, God is my fortress. Amen. Now many times fortresses are surrounded by a ditch. Amen. Now, if you're trying to get to my house or get to this church and I don't want you to get here, and I dig a 6-foot wide ditch that's 9-foot deep, how many know you're going to have a hard time getting over here? Amen. He said, God is my fortress. Amen. He said, God is my fortress, surrounded by a ditch. Amen. Or surrounded by a rampart. What's that? That's a defensive wall and a parapet. What is that? That's a low wall, a low railing around a roof. What God is trying to tell you, he said, look, God is my fortress. You got to look at it like, right, I'm inside this fortress, and it's a big castle. You ever seen the old movies where they're standing on top of the castle, and they got the bow and arrows, and there's a little short wall? That's what that is. Amen. They all standing there ready to fire. Amen. He said, God is my fortress. Amen. And then he says, and my God, in him will I trust. That's why the Bible says, trust in who? The Lord. Amen. With all your heart. He said, trust in God. That's why we sing that song. I trust in God, my Savior, the one. Come on, y'all. Who will never. I need a lighter. I need that cigarette lighter. You know how they do at the concerts. He will never fail. He'll never fail. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I love this part. And don't lean to your intellect. Amen. If you want to find, some butter, you're not going to look in your drawer. Amen. If you want to find that pair of scissors, you're not going to look in the deep freezer. Amen. So don't look to your own intellect. Glory to God. When you're trying to have a problem, you have a problem that needs to be solved. You trust in the Lord. Come on. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me see if I can do it like Miss Lucy. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I got it right, Miss Lucy. Let me see if I can do it like Miss May. I can't. I ain't quite got it yet. But I got for it later, though. Jesus, calling church. All the men's come to the altar. Y'all remember? Amen. Okay, first lady. Okay. Then I'm going to trip over this cord. Amen. Mama, don't get me. Don't get me. Okay. I know I'm in trouble, so I'm just going to go on and preach this message. Amen. Amen. I can see Bishop, not Therese. I need to see you in my office. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All right. That's an inside joke. I ain't gonna need to explain the joke. All right. Here we go. Verse 3 says, now it gets very interesting because we're reading right here. The psalmist is saying, I will say unto the Lord, he's my refuge. He said, I will trust. But when you get to the verse 3, it changes who's talking. And I like the way Kenneth Copeland said. He said, Jesus stands up and starts to speak right here. And I believe it. Amen. Because it's not saying I no more. It's not saying I will do this. Somebody else is talking. You can clearly see it. It says, surely he shall deliver you. Somebody. Now, if you talking about, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And if you was talking, you said, Lord, you will deliver me. But somebody else is talking and says, surely he shall deliver you. Amen. Jesus is talking. What is he going to deliver you from? The snare. What is a snare? It's a trap. It's a trap. He said the snare of a fowler. You know a fowler? We know what a fowl is. That's a bird. Amen. Amen. Now it's not a foul smell. You know, we had praise team practice this morning, and Andrika had on some flip-flops. And I said, Lord, I smell some corn chips. Jesus. What is that I smell? I'm sorry. That's your feet. Oh, amen. Praise God. Amen. But he said, not that kind of fowl. It's a bird. Amen. He said he'll deliver you from the fowler, the person that traps birds. The enemy is out there. We have an enemy. Amen. But glory to God, it ain't nothing he can do against a born-again, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled, full of power, child of God. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing he can do. Amen. I'm telling you, the devil is putting up smoke and mirrors. Amen. I mean, he wants you to think he's the big bad lion. The Bible says he goes as a roaring lion. Amen. Praise God. He goes as a roaring lion. Now listen, surely Jesus said this has to happen. It has to come to pass. He said he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. I believe the King James says the noisome pestilence. Amen. He said the perilous pestilence. How many of y'all know we got pestilence in these days, in these times that we live in? Amen. Praise God. A pestilence is a contagious, very infectious, epidemic, devastating disease. Amen. You know, the history tells us that one of the most worst diseases or pestilence that hit this land was the flu of 1918. Killed between 20 and 50 million people. Amen. Flu epidemic just broke out. Amen. Lasted, I think, 2 years, but nothing can compare to the Black Death of, I think, 1346 to 1353. Lasted 7 years. The bubonic plague, amen? It was so devastating that it wiped out over 60% of Europe's population, amen? It affected Europe, Africa, and Asia, killed an estimated between 75 and 200 million people. Historians don't know. They just know it killed so many people. But God says in his word, come on, people. Come on, church. He said he will deliver you. Amen. He will deliver you from the perilous pestilence. Amen. Praise God. And let me see. Yeah. He will deliver you from the perilous pestilence. Not like verse 4. He says, and he shall cover you with his feathers. You know, one of the other translations said he'll cover you with his pinions. You know what a pinion is? It's the edge of a bird feather. Amen. It makes me think about an old hen that got some chicks. Amen. Man, that's one of the most vicious creatures you can come up on. Come on, somebody. Come up on a hen that got some chicks. That hen don't care if you 6'2",
300 pounds and can press 555 pounds. It don't care. That hen coming after you, amen. Why? Because that hen protecting his chicks, amen. He said he'll cover you with his wings, amen. And under his wings, you'll take refuge. There's that word refuge again. It's a place that you are protected against danger, amen. He said you will take refuge. And his truth, somebody said truth, shall be your shield and buckler. Now, we all know that a shield is a big piece of armor, wide piece of armor that protects you. But what is a buckler? A buckler is a small round shield, amen, that you wear on your arm, and it protects you from the small tactical, the inside fights. God gonna protect you from the big stuff, and he gonna protect you from the little stuff as well, amen. Oh, he's gonna protect you from the car wrecks and the robberies and the thieves and all that. But he's gonna protect you from the little headache, amen. The little backbiting when people talk about you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Why? Because he cares about his children, amen. He cares about you and me, amen. Praise God. Listen, he says, I love verse 5. He says, you shall not be afraid. Come on, say, I will not be afraid. Come on. Come on, look at somebody and say, I will not be afraid. Amen. I love it. I love it. He says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrows that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Amen. God said, you don't have to be afraid of the destruction, amen. You ever seen, we was going to, years ago, going to AJ and Michelle's graduation, and we passed through, was it Kentucky? Jackson, Tennessee. A tornado just hit that place. Utter destruction. I mean, your mind couldn't wrap your mind around all of that destruction. Even here in Houston years ago, I mean, when the tornado came through, just utter destruction all up down 389, amen. I can remember when it hit Tupelo, and I used to work in Tupelo years ago. It hit Smithville, and I rode to Smithville. I mean, I was there a day, and I came back after that tornado. The town was not there, amen. I mean, the town was utter destruction, amen. God said, yo, you do not have to be afraid, come on, y'all, of the disasters and destruction that waits, come on, at nighttime. Now, why would it say at nighttime? Because, boy, people love to do dirt at night. Amen. Amen. They got some covering. Amen. But how many know people, boy, they done got bold. Boy, they'll do it right during broad day, midday, sun shining. Ain't no clouds in the sky. And they talking about, give me all your money. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I can remember when we used to rap, we was in California. I mean, just green, Mississippi. And, boy, we up in Hollywood. And that producer put us in, the other groups was in the hotel, and we stayed in his apartment, and he ain't had no food in the refrigerator. Some brothers got hungry, man. So we had this old, what's the Boys and Girls Club van? It was a Dodge van. I think it was a Boys and Girls Club van. So we're going, okay, let's go out so we can go to the store and get us some snacks, amen. So we're going to remember the way now. Jeffrey was driving. So we drive out and we try to remember, okay, we turn here. Oh, we got a store. So we get out, we getting ready to go to the store. It's nighttime. Some dude run out the store with two cases of beer. The lady saying, stop. Done stole two cases of beer. I'm like, man, we finna get back in this van, go to Mississippi. We're like, wait a minute, but we hungry, man, okay. I'm saying, and then we're trying to find our way. I'm telling y'all, it was a miracle from the Lord that we find our way back, because everything did not look the same on our way back. We in Hollywood. I mean, everything was different. I don't know how we found our way back. It was God. Come on, somebody. Amen. But he said that the disasters, amen, the destruction that lay waste at noonday and all the stuff that will come at night, he said, verse 5, you shall not be afraid. Amen. Now, I love verse 7. Oh, man. It says, 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. But it won't come near me. It shall not come near me and mine. Amen. Praise God. Now the psalmist is referencing you when the children of Israel were in Egypt. Amen. And God told Pharaoh to let them go now. Amen. But, you know, he had to be hard-headed. And and that plague and that judgment came through. Amen. and all those people died, amen. Just literally people are dead all around them, amen. Just dead all around them. That's what the Bible says. A thousand shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it won't come near me. Why? He said, only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. When the wicked being judged, and you know, because the Bible says if you sow to the flesh, come on, you're gonna reap from the flesh, amen. And sinners do a lot of sowing to the flesh, amen. When that judgment finally comes upon them, I mean, when that thing, you know, the Bible says you plant, you know, first comes the ear, then the corn, then the full corn in the ear. I mean, sin, I mean, if you keep sowing to sin, pretty soon that's going to be a harvest, amen. When that harvest comes to the wicked person, the Bible says that you'll sit back and you'll see it, amen. The Message, the Bible says you'll sit there and watch it like a movie, amen. You'll watch it like a movie. You just open your eyes and you'll see it. You'll watch it like a movie, amen. But he said, even though all that's going on around you, oh my God, you can declare that it won't come near me and my family. Oh, it can be happening all around me in Alabama, in Florida, in New York, California. Okay, I get it, it's happening. But my God gave me a promise. He said, it won't come near me. Amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, verse 9. He says, because you have made the Lord. Now, I like this. How Jesus is talking. He said, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, he said, your dwelling place. Now I broke that verse down. He said, because you have made the Lord, I took out what he said, my refuge, even, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. How many of y'all have made the Lord your dwelling place? To dwell means to live there, abide there, stay there. How many of you stay in his presence? Amen. How many of you take time to read the Bible, read the word, listen to the word? Lift your hands and worship him and bless him and give him glory. Amen. How many live this thing? You're not playing. You live this lifestyle. How many of you make God your dwelling place? He said, because you have done that. He said, oh, my God. He said, no evil. Come on, y'all. No evil. I said, no evil. No evil shall befall you. Amen. He said, no evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. No evil will conquer you, amen. No harm will come to you, amen. The devil will try. Oh, he'll try, y'all. But God gave us a promise, amen. Jesus said, because you have made the Most High. I'm telling you, Jehovah God, you have made the Most High. You know, my mama sent a text out, she texted all the kids saying that, you know, our daddy was doing good and this happened and, you know, we got a good report from the doctor. And Michelle said, well, praise the Most High, God is faithful. My oldest brother, Tony, he said, oh, praise the Most High because he's so good. And I said, well, y'all ain't got to call me the Most High, but y'all need to be giving that glory to God. I thought they was talking about me. And then I text back, I said, oh, you mean God. My fault. I'm just saying, I thought y'all was saying praise me. I said, y'all need to be praising God, not Therese. Amen. You know, I was just trying to, you know, get them straight. Amen. He said, no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Amen. What? It won't come near your house. Amen. Praise God. You can plead the blood, Lord. I'll put a bloodline around my house. Glory to God. I love it. Watch this. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over you. Or this is a better way to say it. He shall give his angels orders concerning you and me. Amen. What are those orders? What are those orders? To keep you in all of their ways. Amen. How would we say that? You don't say, man, God going to keep you now. No, we don't say that. What would we normally say? To guard you wherever you go. That's how we talk, amen. He'll give his angels some orders. What are those orders? To guard you wherever you go. You know, I give this analogy all the time because I love it. I think I think it's spot on. There's a commercial I saw years ago, amen. I think it was maybe in a Volvo car, the car. And it's talking about how safe the car was. And it had four little angels by each tire. And everywhere that car went, wherever them little angels right there flapping away. Now it was little kid angels, amen. I mean, I think it gets the point across very clearly. I mean, that car went up, down, jumped a little bump, and them little angels right there with it. Boy, I mean, everywhere it went. I'm telling you, God said he'll give you his angels, his warring angels, his warriors, amen. See, what you got to understand, the Bible says that these angels, his angels, amen, they excel in strength. Now, it called them angels. I mean, You know, we could call them soldiers, amen. I mean, you think about it. You think about our armor that we have. We have the Green Berets, the Army Rangers, amen. We got the Navy SEALs, the Marine, I think they call them the MARSOCs or what do they call them? Those are special forces. You got to look at these angels like that. These are warring angels, amen. They don't play. Man, these angels don't play. And you got one protecting you. God said that these angels have their orders, and their orders are to keep you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Man, how many of y'all have been in some situations, man, that could have turned out bad? Amen. Oh, but that angel was there. Amen. Oh, that angel was there. That angel or angels, they were there. Amen. I probably could tell you a million stories about people talking about how angels showed up. I think my daddy was telling me about this missionary, and they was, make a long story short, they had kidnapped the missionary daughter, and they went into the camp, the tribal camp, to get the daughter back, and they made a trade with the king or something and got the daughter back, but it got late, and so they had to wait till the morning to leave, and they start beating the war drums. He asked them, what do the war drums mean? They mean the king gonna kill you. He gonna kill you, your family, your daughter, and everybody. So he said, well, I might as well face it head on. So he stepped out the tent, and all the warriors with their spears and those big machete swords, they all hit the ground and bowed. He looking like, what? And he had his eye closed, like, okay, I'm ready for it. What happened? They said two big giant angels was behind him with their swords in hand. I'm telling you, y'all, we got, oh, my God. I'm telling you, we got angels, amen? And they have their orders. You can drive down the road in peace. You ain't got to worry about car wrecks and all kind of mishap happening to you. Why? Because God got you, amen? Glory to God, amen. He said, they shall bear you up in the hand, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And then verse 13 says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and the young lion and the serpent you'll trample underfoot. Amen. The young lion, what do you mean? The fierce lion. You know, when you watch the shows about the lions in Africa, they'll show the mature lions. You know, they walk around and they lead the pride and the pack and they hunt. Now, they fierce. But, boy, them young male lions, boy, they so unpredictable. They are subject to just jump on somebody, kill somebody. It don't matter. The Bible says those fierce lions, the fiercest of the fierce ones, said that we'll trample. We'll stomp on them. Amen. You ever seen the people with the big thing of grapes? Amen. And, you know, they get in there and they start stomping the grapes and making the wine or the grape juice or whatever it is. I mean, I'm telling you, we trample and we stomp and we smash and we walk on the enemy. Amen. One of the translations said we'll kick them out of the path. Amen. Why? Because God is on our side. Amen. He said you'll trample them under your feet. Amen. Then we get to verse 14. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Then Father God himself steps up to the scene and grabs the microphone. He said, I got something to say. Amen. Amen. He says, God says, now, Jesus got through talking, but God said, I got a little something to say, son. He said, because you have set your love upon me, because he has set his love upon me, therefore, I will deliver him. He said, I deliver. Glory to God. God wants to deliver you from sickness. Come on. God wants to deliver you from depression. Hallelujah. God wants to deliver you from poverty. Hallelujah. God wants to deliver you from your mind being messed up. God wants to deliver you and your family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I will deliver him and I will set him on high because he's known my name. How do you activate that thing? God said, because you know my name, because you honor me, you reverence me, you abide with me. He said, I'm going to set you on high. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 15 says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I meditate that. Because I need to know that when I call upon the Lord, he's going to answer. Amen. He said, he shall call upon me. And God said, I answer him. Amen. He said, I answer you when you call. Amen. You ever needed somebody real bad and you kept calling and they wouldn't answer? And you know the situation with dad, you needed them to pick up the phone and they would not answer. God said, you call on me and I answer. Praise God. And this ain't just no regular answer. I'm telling you, this is the creator of the universe. We need to put God in his proper place. Amen. This is the creator of the universe. This is the one that has all power. Amen. Glory to God. Just as the planet said, when God took him to heaven and you know, he was covered, you know, God had his face covered with the smoke or the glory or whatever. And those angels that would fly around, they said, God would move just a little finger. Just power would just emanate all over that throne room. God is so powerful. Amen. Oh, he is power. Amen. And then God said, verse, at the end of verse 15, he said, I will be with him in trouble. God said, I'll be with you in trouble. When the enemy brings trouble in your life, trouble will come. Yeah, trouble will come. Trouble will come. Oh, but Jehovah God, the one who has all power, the one who knows it all, the one who cannot fail, there is no failure in him. Jehovah God said, I will be with you in trouble. And then he said again, I will deliver you. He said, I'll deliver you. I'm going to set you free. Hallelujah. When you bound and you yoked up, God said, I'll set you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's nothing. There's no power that can overtake the power of God. Amen. I mean, the enemy will try to bring darkness in your life. Oh, yeah, darkness will be there. But I'm telling you, we're children of the light. Come on, somebody. What happens? I mean, this place could be pitch black. I mean, it could be midnight. There ain't a light on nowhere. What happens when I flip that switch? Darkness got to leave, glory to God. And it don't take it long. It's gone. I'm talking about it's gone. Darkness is not a match for the light. Amen. Wherever the light is, darkness can't be. Amen. Darkness has no power over light. I can be anywhere. It can be dark as it want to be. It can be the blackest midnight you ever seen. All I got to do is flip that flashlight. Turn that light switch on. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God is, the devil is no match for God. Amen. The devil is no match for you. Amen. Praise God. He said, I will deliver him. And I will honor him. Amen. God said, I will honor you. He said, I'm going to give you special recognition. Amen. That's what the word honor means. You know, I've been in places and won awards and stand up and they honor you. Amen. They give special recognition. We've done it in this church before. We've honored our bishop and honored different people here. We give special recognition to them. But all it does not compare to when God honors you, amen. God said, I will honor you. I'm going to give you special recognition. And oh, it comes with a whole lot of benefits, amen. And then last verse it says, and with long life, I will satisfy him. God said, I'm going to let you live a long time. Oh, I'm going to let you live a long time. Oh, there's been times in my life the devil told me, I'm going to kill you. But the Bible says with long life. God already told me, I'm going to let you live a long time, son. Oh, you need to say it every day. Oh, I'm going to live a long time. I'm going to live a long time, and I'm going to live good, and I'm going to live healthy. Why? Because God himself said it. And then he said, and I will show him my salvation. That word salvation, yeah, it means you get saved, amen, praise God, and you don't have to die and go to hell. I mean, that's enough to shout about right there. If I had to just barely squeak in, you know, I do believe there's some folks that barely squeak in. I mean, hey, as long as you're there, amen. I mean, your road may be a little dingy, but that's all right, amen. Everybody's road may be white. Yours may be a dark color beige, amen. That's all right. You in there, amen, praise God. But salvation, when you get saved, you got to look at it like this. When you're saved, not only are you saved from hell, but you become an heir of God. Amen. And you become a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. So therefore, you have access to everything that God has. Amen. I mean, everything that God has and God is, you have access to it. Amen. It's yours. Amen. Glory to God. So when you become saved, it's not just, yeah, I'm saved and I don't have to die and go to hell. All of God's wisdom, his riches, his wealth, His favor, God said, it's all yours. He said, I will show you my salvation. He said, I'm going to give you all of this. Amen. It made me think about, you know, when Solomon prayed and he said, you know, Lord, said, you know, because you honored me, you know, when God called Solomon, you know, the Bible says that he offered 1,000 burnt offerings to the Lord. And then God said, you know, because you've done this thing, he said, ask what you will. And, you know, Solomon said, you know, Lord, just give me wisdom to rule over your people. I said, Lord, you asked me that? Shoot. Thread, ask me what you will. Okay. I'm going to put these 10 Big Macs over here first. I mean, amen. And I remember thinking about that. I said, okay, that was what I was thinking in my mind. Okay, Lord, I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, okay, I want $10 billion in my bank, in this bank account. And I want $50 billion in this other bank account. You know what, mate? Since you give it, Lord, go on and make it a trillion, amen. I mean, I'm just trying to keep it real with you, amen. But I said, Lord, that is selfish. Now, I was praying this one day, this would be years ago. I said, let me see if this worked. Okay, Lord, I'm going to say it like Solomon. Lord, yeah, give me wisdom. Okay, Lord, I know. I wasn't doing right. I was not doing right, amen. But God says, he said, I'm going to show you my salvation, amen. And you don't have to worry about what the enemy tries to bring up on your life. You don't have to worry about the situations he's trying to put you in, because God has already given you a way of escape. What I want you to remember as I get ready to close, I want you to remember, and I want you to know this in your heart. Amen. I want you to know this in your heart. Because God is on your side, the Bible says that the greater one lives on the inside of us. Because God is on your side, amen, there you cannot lose with the word of God, amen? There is no failure in God. Glory to God. I said there's no failure in God. There's no losing with him, amen, praise God. Because Jesus, I'm going to say this in closing, Jesus always causes you, he always causes me, he causes us to triumph. He causes us to win. He causes us to be on top. He said, hey, you're the head, not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. Amen. God wants you to know this morning. He wants you to know this morning that he made you some promises over your life. He made some promises concerning you, your family, your kids, your uncles, your aunts, where you live, your job. I mean, he made you some promises. God said, don't be dismayed. Don't get into fear. He said, you meditate my promises. Amen. And there is nothing. There is nothing that the enemy can do to you. Amen. He said, no evil shall befall you. No evil. No evil. No evil. Even though the enemy will come. Even though he will try to come. He said, no evil will befall you. Amen. So I want you to take this word, put it in your heart. Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow. Amen. You know, we're all human. We live this life. Amen. You know, a lot of times things don't go the way you expected them to go. Amen. A lot of times things are not the way you want them to be, but I'm telling you, God is God, and that will never change. God is on your side. God is, listen, I'm going to say it for myself, God is for me. God is for Therese, amen? God is for my family, amen? God is for you, amen? Hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. God is for your family. God is for you, amen? Hallelujah. Down to the biggest thing, down to the most minute detail. Amen. Now, I don't know why I just keep saying that. God said, your sleep shall be sweet. Amen. Amen. He said, your sleep will be sweet. Amen. I mean, it just kept coming up to me. Your sleep shall be sweet. God said, I gave an answer for every problem that you could ever go through. And the devil's been trying to mess with somebody's sleep. Amen. God said, you take that scripture. He said, your sleep will be sweet. Amen. He said, the enemy is defeated and he has no power. Give him no power. Give him no power. I said, give him no power. Amen. And I hear the Lord saying, he said, you're going to have to take my word literally. Not saying that you aren't. But when I say what I say, that's what I mean. When I say do it the way I say do it, that's what I mean. He said, if you want my results, use my methods. Amen, somebody? Praise God.